This is RSBNB Update, episode 164, recorded live on Thursday, August 7th, 2008. Time is... Hello, everybody. RSBNB Update 164. For those of you guys listening live in the TeamSpeak, we are broadcasting this live in the TeamSpeak on Thursday, August 7th. It's August 7th today. Yeah, it is August 7th.
Shane, you don't need to tell them that it's broadcasting live in the TeamSpeak. I think they know that.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying that for the people that are downloading the MP3.
No, well, you said at the beginning, for the people listening live in TeamSpeak, we are recording live in TeamSpeak.
Oh, give me a break. I woke up half an hour ago.
Whose fault is that?
The alarm clock? Are the people that are supposed to wake me up?
Who was supposed to wake you up?
I left a note for somebody to wake me up, and no one did until...
Who was it?
At 1:30. I don't know. It was whoever. I left it at for 1:30, but it was about 15 minutes late.
Oh, wow. Terrible.
Anyways, so meeting history. Did you do this quest?
What do you think? I only do quests when you force me to.
Why not? It was a good quest.
Well, tell us more about it rather than lobbying me.
Well, for starters, it was classified as short, which it sort of was. Two requirements: Druidic ritual and making history. Making history was that one from ages ago, which was classified as medium, so this is a shorter one in that same kind of series. But anyways, that's beside the point. So it wasn't overly hard. There's no requirements, but I'll go through some of the descriptions right now. Once you go talk to Jarrell, he says that there's this strange time travel anomaly where there's these people that you need to go to their house, and there's this, like, you remember that ring from, or the key from the first quest, that if you feel it, it gets hot and stuff?
Yes.
You can now use it on that to actually travel through time.
Right.
Yes.
That's not implausible at all.
Yes, it is.
You feel it. Time travel with a key.
Yeah, I know. So you have to use this, like, it's basically a treasure finding thing. You have to monitor the key until it gets hot, and then if it's really, really burning hot, yeah, you use it to time travel. But as we were doing this quest, Mike and me, I figured, like, this quest could have been so much more, you know? Like, they could have added in another whole... Like, they could have made it a long quest. You want to know how?
How?
Basically, what they do is, instead of just using the key for time travel, you use the key to find the secret to making time runes. This would have been such a great time to introduce time runes, you know? Brad?
A great thing to introduce time runes?
Yeah.
Okay.
They could have done it that way rather than using the key. I don't see why they didn't. But
I think you're crazy, but
why?
There we go.
Why am I crazy?
Time runes?
Yeah.
Wasn't that your crazy idea for a couple of episodes ago, and I told you then that you were nuts?
No, not a couple episodes. It was like last year.
Well, I remember hearing it, and I remember telling you you were a moron for thinking it.
What's wrong with time runes, though?
You had some whole implausible explanation as for how they would work, and it just sounded completely irrational. Much like most of the things you say.
No,
you know, Star Trek is good.
You just use them to kick off the reaction to travel through time. But anyways,
RuneScape does not need time travel.
This quest is all about time travel.
Yeah, well, as an independent function. As a quest mechanic, it's barely viable. As a game mechanic, it's not.
Okay. So once you get in there, you time travel and you end up in the same spot, but way back in the past, before there are any other humans on RuneScape. So there's this family with Snowy the dog, Laura, Roger, and Sarah. So
Roger.
Yeah, Roger. I think that's all of them. Laura, Roger, Sarah. Oh, I forget the kid's name, but anyways, that's beside the point. But you have to talk to them and find out what they're doing here and learn from them. But in order to do that, they're all having problems. For instance, like the baby is crying, you know? So you need to make sure, you need to find a way to make her stop. So in order, for an example, way you do this is you travel to the future, like not our present, but a bit before our present, and then talk to her when she's grown up and find out why she cried so much when she was a baby, because now she has a condition that makes her throat cough. So, and then she'll tell you that it's because she cried so much when she was a baby, and she tells you how they could have remedied it, which turns out to be honey, guam, and milk mixed together. So, and then you do that, then go back to the past and give that to her to make her stop crying. That's one example.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, that's one example of how the time travel works. Another one is the trees, because there's these trees that were planted in the past, and then when you go to the second future, the trees aren't doing that well. So you have to go back to the past and figure out why, and then figure out why, and then in the past move them around. So. Yeah, that's great. That's very interesting, and I wouldn't mind some of these trees when we're actually farming, because they're avocado, lemon, mango, pear, plum, and quince. What's quince, by the way? I've never heard of a quince tree.
Quince.
Yeah.
Quince. It's like a flower, isn't it? No, it's a fruit. No, it is a fruit. I just looked it up.
Okay.
The fruit. It's a fruit. And a second. Quince is a food plant. Da, 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 da. Wikipedia has got such a lot of shit information that you do not want to know. I put quince into Wikipedia. I just want to know what a quince actually is and what it's used for. I don't care about, you know, the scientific classification or this whole history of the quince. I just want to know. I give up.
Okay. Thank you for attempting that. Anyways, moving on, more information about the quest. Basically say that they were the first humans there. Guthix opened up a portal in the real world and brought them through, and that's how all subsequent humans got there. So basically Guthix brought them here from our present Earth. Because it implied that they came from our world, because they said they came from a world that was much more advanced and had laws of physics and laws of science that actually held together. So that implies our world, so... Apparently, Guthix might appear one day and start offering us the chance to go back in time to RuneScape. Would you go?
No.
See, Guthix is a time traveler. He must Guthix have time runes.
Guthix was also a fictional character in a game. Let us not forget that fact.
So is your character.
So, yeah, I know, but... I don't see how time travel would fit in at all in RuneScape, but I do not want an explanation from you.
Ah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, and Jack. That's a kid's name. Roger is the father. Anyways, yes. So, let's just say that you use time travel in this quest to manipulate the past to make their future better. For instance, Laura needs a map, so you go back to the past to make a map, and then you take it to her in the future, and you give it to her in the past, and it changes her future. So it's lots of manipulations of the space-time continuum, you know?
That's really boring ways of changing, though, like going back in time and giving them medicine. It would really be cool if you had to go back in time and kill someone to prevent them from killing someone else.
Yeah, that would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Well, you had to go back in time and, you know, do, like, you know, fun stuff, not, oh, give them the medicine and make them fine. That's boring shit. Nobody wants to do that.
Yeah, maybe. See? Time Rune does have merit on RuneScape. All you need to do is have another few quests where you can use them. And then you go, like, one of yours would be to go kill someone, like, for some quest or something. But anyways, yes, that's beside the point. Rewards. 2x1,000 XP and a skill over 25 and a 500... 500 XP and a skill over 25, so basically 1,500 XP. or no, 2500 XP in a level over 25, and ability to use the enchanted key to find more treasure and one quest point. X-Blades has some of these treasure points on RuneWire. I'll have the link in the notes, but basically, the treasure is not that good, so I don't know. It's a early quest, so what's to be expected from it, you know? The dog's name was Snowy, but now I got a question for you. It looked like the dog off that TV show Tintin. Do you remember that show, or did you ever watch that show?
I'm aware of the comic Tintin, not the show.
Okay, well, I'm sure there was a dog in there, too. The white dog named Snowy.
The adventure, yeah, he had a dog. Tintin had a dog, yeah. Didn't he?
And that's what this dog looked like. It was named Snowy.
Why, it was a white dog?
Yeah.
You don't see many of those around, do
and
you?
And it had the spot on its eye.
What? Eyebrows? Dog,
no. Like, one eye was black, like the one that they had in the show. So.
Okay. You're a bit crazy.
Why? Okay.
Oh, many reasons, Shane.
The resizable game window.
I actually checked this out. I logged in shortly before the show because I was insanely bored and I had nothing else to do. And it actually looks very good.
It is. It's excellent. It's about time that this happened, but I don't get what took so long, because really all you would need is a Java window listener to resize the applet accordingly. But oh well. But it's a good add-on. The only thing is it's available to free-to-play, which of course means, you know, free-to-play can't have full screen, right?
Yeah.
So basically they can make their own full screen now. So I don't
know. Can they block out the ads?
Well, they're still going to have ads on this window, but they don't have full screen. Like, they can just make it as big as they want. Like, I don't know. That just doesn't sit well with me, you know?
Yeah, well, that's because you're a cretin and you don't want free-to-players to get anything. Bless you, my
a
child.
What?
I said you're a cretin and you don't want free to play.
What's
to
a
get
cretin?
Anything. Oh, for the love of God. Okay, you're an asshole and you don't want free to play to get anything. There you go. Is that language more friendly?
It's called being conservative. That's what it's called,
being
Brad.
Being conservative. Are you a conservative, Shane? You're a conservative? Are you a good little conservative boy?
New worlds. Let's just go through some of these new worlds. New Zealand. Going down. Denmark, Norway, Belgium. Where else?
All of those countries are irrelevant.
Brazil.
Oh, bugger.
Mexico. Ireland and Norway.
I think if you want anything done really cheap, you can just go on the Mexican ROMs, you know?
I don't
and
know.
And there'll probably be loads of... If you log on to the Mexican ROMs, there'll probably be loads of... loads of people crowded around the banks looking for work. Oh, I can make racist jokes.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I'm hilarious.
Okay, that's not nice. But they...
Yeah, it is.
The Mexican world used to be a Canadian world.
Oh no, I've got to say this. This is said in the chat. The flax fields are full on the Mexican.
And the New Zealand world used to be an England world.
Oh, bugger.
World 12.
And the Kiwis have stolen our world, those thieving bastards.
Oh, who said that in chat?
What? Who said what about the
flax fields?
Total plugs.
Oh my. Okay, so they're technically new, but some of them are replaced, which doesn't make sense. But oh well. So, New Zealand, Denmark, Norway, Belgium, Mexico, Finland was there before, and Brazil. So, Ireland as well.
Oh, yes. Bloody Irish.
Why? I don't get what's wrong with the Irish.
Nothing wrong with every country besides the United Kingdom.
Right. So, enjoy your new worlds. Let the New Zealand people enjoy the stolen England world, and let the Mexicans enjoy the stolen Canadian world. Anyways, yes. The bug bag. Grim Reaper Hood from 2007's Halloween event was causing your head to disconnect from your neck. The Amulet of Fury was looking different depending on whether you were male or female.
Was it? I never noticed that.
I don't know. Armored skirts were stretching if you used the bone crossbow.
Wow, that's bad.
Yeah, the Wilderness Agility Course stepping stones weren't very well aligned with their lava pit. The roof in the Berg de Rot shop wasn't disappearing, even if your graphics said it should. Finally, Commander Zelyana's behavior in the God Wars dungeon has been adjusted slightly, so she's less inclined to wander aimlessly in the middle of the room while people shoot at her from the edges. Because there was this bug in the Cerrodome and God War where you could actually go in there and like hang on the sides and actually kill the Cerrodome and boss monster without dying. So that's really not fair, is it?
No, but life isn't fair, so oh well.
Yeah, but it's good it's been balanced out now, you know?
Yeah.
But interesting bugs. Oh, I didn't open up the poll yet. Hang on.
Nor did I.
The poll is called Maximum Security.
You can open the poll first. You'll
never. Do you keep your security at Maximum, Bradlet?
Bradlet? Did you just call me Bradlet?
Yeah, Bradlet.
I resent Bradlet. That
name. Why?
It's sort of like Piglet, and I resent the implication that I'm a pig. Here we go. I got it open first.
Oh.
I
went first. Okay, first question.
What do you? The fact I got it open first proves Macs suck. Even if you're not using a Mac. What do you think it means if your account is locked? I can never use the account again. I can use the account again if I submit a successful password request. I can use the account again if I submit a sexful? A successful offense appeal. I don't know. I think it means that I can never use my... No, I know. Isn't it if you submit a password request?
Yeah, that's the right thing, but 40% said that you need to... Submit a successful offense appeal request.
Yeah, well, 40% of the RuneScape population are dumbasses. We know that already.
Okay, and then how many percent said they don't know? 12%.
12%.
And 17% say I can never use the account again.
I hope those people are like, you know, try to log in and say your account is locked. They go off and cry and cut themselves because they think they've been banned. Idiots.
What security measures do you use to protect your account? Please check all that apply. Recovery questions, 30,000 votes. A password that's not easy to guess, 30,000 votes again. A bank pin, 22,900 votes. Up-to-date antivirus software, 20,800 votes. 618, none of the above.
None of the above.
Okay.
I use bank pin and recovery questions. That's it.
I use recovery questions, a password that's not easy to guess, upwards of 20 characters, a bank pin, and I don't know why they're so forceful on antivirus stuff. Antivirus does nothing in this day and age. You've had antivirus and got a virus before. What did it do for you?
Nothing.
Exactly. Anyways, yes. Third question.
What do you think is the most likely mistake by players that have their account stolen? The account owner used a password that is easy to guess, e.g. password or RuneScape. The account owner gave out their password or recovery answers to someone else. The account owner entered their password on a website other than RuneScape or FunOrb. The account owner didn't set recovery questions. The account owner shared their account with somebody else. None of the above, or the account owner is a dumbass who downloaded a keylogger.
I think that would be
the most common one. I think keyloggers has got to account for a large percentage
of hacking. Yes, I have to agree with that 100%. But the top two options that are tied is that the account owner gave their password or recovery questions out to someone else, or they shared their account with someone else, which I'm really not that sure on. But anyways, the one I voted was the account owner entered their password on a website other than RuneScape or FunOrb, or they used an easy password that could be guessed, which makes sense, you know.
Unchained's password is 12088. Go and try it now.
Yeah, right.
It is.
No.
He told me.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so RuneScape population kind of is a bit skewed, but most of them come from either stolen passwords on a website or software keyloggers not sharing the account. Like, I don't know, maybe with this poll, Jagex is going to have grounds to crack down on account sharing somehow, you know? Who knows?
I just think we can sum up this poll by saying the RuneScape population are mostly dumbasses.
Oh my god, I had a dream you were going to say that.
You had a dream I was going to say that?
Yeah.
You dreamt I was going to say those exact words?
Yes, that when we were doing the show, there was also something else, but I forget.
Okay. Who else thinks Shane is a nut? I sure do.
When attempting to recover a lost or stolen account using the account recovery system, what information should you include? 30,000 votes.
Previous passwords.
Recovery questions.
Answers to current recovery questions. Contact information. Subscription details. All of them.
Yeah, all of them if you can. But the ones that will do it the best are the subscription details and the contact information.
Yeah, I know.
Exactly.
Totally, man. Like, totally.
So, there you go. There's your poll. Hopefully you guys have a good level of security on your computers and whatnot. If not, well, that's just too bad.
If you're not, you're screwed.
Yes. Like, I don't know. I take my security very seriously. For example, the WPA password in my house here is 64 characters long.
Okay.
Shall we move on to questions?
Yeah, let's move on to questions.
We got three audio questions this week.
Three audio? Three? Oh, yeah, we do have three.
First one is.
And they're all from. I don't think we've had audio questions from any of these people before.
No. No. First one is from Brian, who lives here in Edmonton with me.
He lives with you.
Hey, Shane, did you go to the Heritage Festival this year, or Capital X, the Indy, etc., or any of Edmonton's great events? If so, did anything unusual happen this year? For me, it was the Indy. My house could hear it more louder than usual than 2006's and 2007's Grand Prix. Thank you. I love your show. Goodbye.
Now, there's really,
wow.
You really can't
he
answer this one,
fast.
Can you?
He talks really fast. He's like, Shane, hello to anything.
You talk
faster than that.
Me.
No, I don't. I don't talk faster than that. What the hell are you on about, man? I don't talk fast like that. I've never talked faster than that in my life. You're just... No, I can't. He does talk faster. He does.
Okay. Okay. So no, I don't go to many of those events. I really don't have a favorite of those. I used to go to the Capital X before the name changed, but I really just don't go to any of those anymore because it's just too many people for me, and I don't see why we should go to those. I don't know why, but yes, I don't go to those. But it's good you went to that. Gene Simmons was actually here at the Indy to start it off.
Shane doesn't go outside.
Yes, I do. I went outside yesterday.
I went outside yesterday. Where'd you go?
I forget.
Oh, yeah, you didn't go outside, Shane. Don't lie.
Sure, I did.
He did.
So, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't go to any of those events. Thank you. Goodbye.
I'm sorry. Shane didn't go outside.
That's in the topic. Next one is from a fellow named Assassin1999, who has an interesting accent, if I do say so myself.
I think he sounds Scottish.
Hello, Shane, and whoever else is doing the show. This is my audio question for the podcast. What has been your most favourite achievement on RuneScape, and why? From Assassin1999. Peace out, your show rocks.
I think he sounds slightly Scottish.
I wouldn't know.
Don't call me on it, though, and I don't mean to cause offence, because I can understand if you weren't Scottish, being called Scottish might be quite offending. But if you are, that's fine. Sorry, our favourite moment on RuneScape, was it?
Yeah, the accomplishment or something.
Favourite accomplishment on RuneScape? Well, Shane's got lots of accomplishments to choose from, because he's had, what, 299 scales?
Three.
What's your third?
Woodcutting.
Oh, right. Oh, well, sorry, you know, I can't keep up with your no-lifing. Whereas I have not even had one. I don't know, favorite accomplishment in RuneScape? I remember being really happy back when I got 1,500 total, but that was before construction or summoning, so it was a slightly higher level than.
Okay.
I've not had any notable RuneScape accomplishment.
What about completing a quest that was really hard where you died like 5 times?
I didn't die 5 times.
Oh, I'm just asking.
I guess Desert Treasure felt good okay. to get it done.
Yeah, that was a good accomplishment. Same with Monkey Madness and Legends. You know, don't you think we need another quest like Legends or something that's like hard for the highest levels in the game?
Yeah, they should do, but, you know, Jagex likes to cater to morons.
My favorite accomplishment would have had to have been 99 farming. That's all wow. I gotta say.
White yeah, and nerdy.
No.
Shane said yes. Shane said yes.
No.
You all heard it.
That was before you said that. That was before you said that, because I don't associate myself with that kind of stigma. But
okay,
anyways.
Fine. Shane is white and nerdy, you all know it.
Okay. Thank you, Assassin 1999. Last question is from Stastic 90. Stastic 90.
Stastic.
Dear Shane and Brad, recently some of my friends and me were trying to talk to each other through Skype, but for some reason an extremely weird music plays and we cannot hear each other, which ends in the call being dropped. Do you have any idea why this is happening? Also, is there any other alternative to Skype if the problem doesn't get fixed? He has both a good computer and a good internet connection. Thanks, Stasic.
Shane is your man, yeah.
You know, if you're hearing strange music in the background, it's probably not from Skype. One of your friends is actually probably playing something, so I would encourage everybody that you're talking to get a good headset, because that's really the best way to get good quality with Skype, is to get a headset. But as for it dropping out, it could be your internet connection, because I know some ISPs do severe throttling on P2P connections, which does count as, which does include Skype, because you are doing a direct connection to the people you are talking to. So it could be your ISP, and in that case, there's really nothing you can do about it. For person-to-person talk, you can use Google Talk as an alternative, which is good, but it doesn't have multi-chat as far as I know. You could also try the Gizmo project, which Brad and I did before, and that's not one of our favorites, I don't think, the Gizmo project.
No.
And there's this other one that allows you to share video, but I forget the name. Paul in the chat probably knows. It like puts everybody's pictures up on a shelf or something, and it lets up to 4 people do video at one time, but I forget the name of it. I'll ask him for it. I think he should know. But aside from maybe opening up a direct port on your router, that can help, because Skype can do something called it can use you as a supernode. It can use you as a supernode, which basically means that other people are using your computer connection as a way to route their calls. So if you want to prevent that, all you need to do is go into the advanced preferences of Skype and choose an incoming connection port, then have all the people you talk to set their incoming connection port to the same thing and port forward that open. That will make sure you two have a direct connection to each other. So that's what I can recommend for improving Skype. And as for the other one, I'll try and figure out what it was. Thank you, Stastic 90. Brad, next question.
I have a Windows XP. Don't know what type of graphics card, but I need a HD card for the full screen mode. How much would that cost, USD? And is there a special type I should get? Thanks, Wild E277. No, 277. Yeah, I got it right the first time.
Yay! So, do you have any recommendations on this?
Well, if you just want a basic card for playing RuneScape, I remember when I got a graphics card for my computer when I started to play World of Warcraft. One of the stupider decisions I made. It wasn't that expensive, because I didn't have an awful lot of money. I think I ended up paying about £50 or £60, which would probably be about close on $100.
That sounds about
for my,
right.
for my card, and it wasn't top of the line, but it's not bad, and it's I still use it now, and it's fine. So I would say less than $100.
Yeah, that's definitely the area that you're aiming for. But I have a few recommendations. If you have a PCI Express bus in your on your motherboard, that would be the best way to go. If you're not sure, you'll need to check the either the manual that came with your computer if you bought it, or the motherboard if you built it yourself. But make sure you have PCI Express. And if you do, I would recommend something in the NVIDIA 8 series, such as the NVIDIA 8600 GT, which will run you about $65 from Newegg. But if you don't have PCI Express, you'll have to get AGP, which AGP cards are way more expensive now because they're just not made as much as the PCI Express ones. For instance, if like a 7300 GT is upwards of $90 on the AGP bus, so it's just better to make sure you have PCI Express. But if you have AGP, and that's all you can do, I would recommend either the 6800 from NVIDIA or the 7300. So one of those cards would be best. Go for the GT if you can. But, yeah, there's your recommendation.
Wow, that took way too long.
Yes. Next one.
Hey, guys, if you were to have real life as RuneScape, would you have it game-wise and be whatever class you want, wherever, or book-wise, where you had to travel large distances for about 2 days just to get to a nearby city with one class? I would take it book-wise because I think it would be more fun to travel distances than a few squares to one city. Thanks. Person that is reading Betrayal at Falador. Oh, for shame. A.K.A. Kirby. I added the "oh, for shame" bit myself. He didn't type that. I guess I've always liked games where it seems like there is a completely massive game world, where it takes you a while to travel around, so I'd probably have to go.
I have to agree with that.
I mean, World of Warcraft can be like that to a degree. Getting from one end to the other can take you a long time, even if you're flying. So it's quite fun.
What was that bird thing we took when I had the trial?
That's a flight path where you, and then we went on that boat that you fell off. Shane fell off a boat. And I told him to kill himself so we would resurrect to the graveyard because it would be easier than trying to run back to the corpse. I told Shane to kill himself, and he did. If anybody just logged into the TeamSpeak there, it'd seem really freaky because you just got me saying, I told Shane to kill himself, and he did. Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It would take it out if you, like, just cast some spell. Teleporte Varaka, and you just end up in Varak, you know? I don't know. I just, like, it wouldn't be like that in real life. It has to be like that in a game, but yes.
Yeah, but I mean, thinking about that, you wouldn't want it to, like, you wouldn't want to have to literally just walk along in a game for 20 minutes doing
exactly
nothing.
That's why you can't.
You've got to strike the difference between long enough but still making it interesting, not too long but not too short either.
Yes.
It's difficult.
Okay. Thank you, Kirby. Next one. Dear hosts of RSBNB Update, what file extension describes you? If a suggestion is needed, take this quiz from the Xbox Legacy. We took this quiz, didn't we?
Yeah, I took it. It said I was a .jpg.
JPEG.
Or JPEG. I resent that.
Why?
So it's basically it's saying, you know, if you save me and then open me up on most programs, I look slightly weird. That's what it said. I don't look quite right.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Piss off.
I'm just having to go through this quiz so I can get the full... Okay, there we go. Got it. Now, let's see the all possible results. So, JPEG. You are very colorful. Sometimes you forget things or distort the truth. You like working with pictures more than words.
No, that's not true. I hate working with pictures. I'm not an artistic person in the slightest.
I got Og. Og Vorbis. Even though many people consider you cool and happening, a lot still find that you're a little too weird to hang out with. Yes. Anyways. Brad?
Yeah, what?
I'm an Og Vorbis.
Good for you.
Yes. Okay. Is that it for this one? Ogvorbis and JPEG? That's so sad, you know, that you got JPEG.
Why is it sad?
I don't know. I don't know. At least you weren't .swf. You're flashy but lack substance. You like playing, but often you are annoying. Grow up.
I think that fits me better than JPEG.
Really?
Lack substance, annoying, grow up. Yeah, that all fits.
There you have it, people. Brad just admitted he has to grow up.
Shut up. Next question. Dear Shane and Brad. Oh, this is a long question. Oh. Dear Shane and Brad, I'm not quite sure. Why is it when people always put our names, they always put me last? I resent that. Anyway, dear Shane and Brad, dear Brad and Shane, I'm not quite sure, but I'm under the impression that Brad has never seen a picture of Shane that is true. If you haven't, Brad, when you think of Shane, how do you picture him looking like? And Shane, if you haven't seen a picture of Brad, same goes for you. Shane's seen lots of pictures of me. I've not seen any pictures of Shane. You have seen lots of pictures of me.
Yeah.
So you don't need to imagine what I look like because you know what I look like. Here's how would I imagine? Well, I know Shane is quite tall, 6'2", aren't you?
Yep.
I know he has dark hair, dark short hair. I'd imagine him. I don't know how I imagine him looking. It's difficult, but because I know he has dark hair and the next part of the question: if you have seen each other, Brad, did your mental image of Shane before you saw a picture of him basically match up to what he does look like? And saying it was you, Shane. So Shane, before you saw my picture for the first time, did I look how you would imagine me to?
Yeah, when like ages ago you did, when you were like 14, but now your hair kind of has skewed it, you know?
Oh, well, so when I had short hair, I looked how you imagine.
Yeah, that's right.
There we go. This is funny. Now I guess this is her impressions of what we look like. I kind of picture Shane as a guy I know. Short, dark hair with glasses. See? Not terribly skinny, but not heavy. Just pretty average. An average height. That's probably pretty spot on, apart from the height thing. You're taller than average.
That's right.
Okay, I kind of picture Brad with longer, light brown hair. No, my hair is blonde. It's sort of it goes lighter in the summer and darker in the winter. A bit taller than Shane. No, I'm a few... What?
He's an Aryan.
I'm not an Aryan. Shut up. I just have blonde hair and blue eyes. A bit taller than Shane, though. I'm 3 inches shorter than Shane. Not pale. I can be pale sometimes, but not all the time. Not very... Actually, yeah, I'm probably somewhere in between pale and tan. I'm not tan. Skinny, yeah, sort of. sorry if that offended any of you. I don't know you two that well. Just what I've heard from the podcast. No, I'd say she got it pretty spot on for both
of us. Except for my height.
And my hair color. See, apart from that, it's pretty much spot on.
Yeah, that's right.
Do our voices give away that much, or is she just very perceptive?
I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe they do. Who knows?
Dun, dun, dun.
Who knows? Thank you, Sharon.
That was an interesting question.
Yeah, and a book to read, hey?
A what?
It was like a book.
Not really, it wasn't that long. God, Shane, what books have you been reading that are that long?
I don't know.
I know you never read, but if you actually pick up a real book and you think that's long, you're going to have a nasty surprise.
Yeah, right. No, I've read a 1,200-page book before.
Good for you, move on.
And it was Star Trek.
Wow, waste of time then.
If you had a choice between raster and vector for your images and you had no compatibility issues with anything either way, which would you choose? I'd use vector because it scales a lot better from Ben.
Don't know, don't care.
You know, this is a rather interesting thing. Whether he means making them, whether they be raster or vector based, like i.e. Photoshop versus Illustrator, I'm not sure if that's what he means, or if he means the... standard type of image formats, changing from GIF, JPEG, PNG to SVG, scalable vector graphic, which is basically, if you want to look at it that way, it's a huge XML file, an SVG image. You know, it's just the reason I think raster images are here to stay for quite a while is for two main reasons. It's not easy to save from graphics applications as SVG. I know Photoshop can't do that. Perhaps Illustrator can. So that's one reason. Another reason is that only the newest browsers support SVG. So that's why I'm going to have to go with Raster on this one, because there's really, like, websites should be designed to be viewed at a certain display resolution and an acceptable deviation from your design to a bigger one or a smaller one. So I really don't think that we're going to be seeing vector images on websites except for special cases anytime soon. Because basically the thing with an SVG is, if you wanted with an SVG, you can update an SVG automatically through PHP script, since it's just an XML file. So that's one way of doing it. But then again, you can also do that with raster images, GD, Image Magic. Oh, yeah, yeah, yes. So I'm just not going to... I'm going to be putting people to sleep here, aren't I? So thank
you've
you,
already
Ben.
Put me to sleep. God damn it. Stupid question. Shouldn't have given it that much time. Right, next question. Have your views regarding anything changed dramatically throughout your life? For example, my current taste in music, rock, metal, alternative, is far from what I apparently liked as a kid. Gospel music, Christ.
Is that also, like, is that like church music or something?
Yes, that is. Also, congrats on the 4 years of RSVMB, PFK99s. So Shane, have your views dramatically changed? I bet you're going to say no, and you're going to say no. I was this hard ass and conservative, and I was a neocon from the moment I crawled from my mother's
no!
womb.
No, it, you know, I do have to say that I started probably being more conservative at around the age of 14 or something.
Why? Were you a liberal until then?
No, I don't know. It was basically, I blame the reason that this started happening was because whenever it came to some sort of political kind of thing, my dad would always be on the left-leaning liberal side, and I eventually decided that
your father's a liberal.
Yeah.
Your dad is a liberal. Why? Yeah. For shame.
Yeah.
I wouldn't admit that. That's shameful.
But just, like, I don't know. It started, like, I started when I was about 14, I'd say. But,
well, you started being a conservative.
Yeah, about then.
How about any of your views on anything else changed, not just politically?
No. No.
No, so no. You were right about everything else.
Pretty much, I think. I don't know. Well, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. What about you?
God, this is like... God, this is like... This is your life. I think my views have changed on a lot of things, but I think it can all sort of be related back to one change in ideals. That when I was younger, probably up until a couple of years ago, actually, I wasn't as pessimistic.
I remember that, Brad.
Yeah, because there's a quote I like, which I think describes my transformation pretty much perfectly, which is, behind every pessimist is a failed optimist. And I think that's pretty much me down to a T. I'm a pessimist because I failed as an optimist.
Yeah, so, I remember you back when you first signed up. You were different.
How was I different?
Well, you were less abrasive.
Less abrasive? Yeah. I'm always like that around people who don't know me very well. As soon as I've known them for a fairly long amount of time, I begin to become myself, and this is myself.
Okay. So what precipitated your change? It's okay, you can tell us.
This is like a talking to a shrink. I don't know. I mean, I can't pinpoint it down to one thing, but I don't know. It's I just, you know, when you're young, I think, well, this is how it was for me anyway. I can't speak for everybody. When you're young, I think, you know, you're naive to a lot of things, and I think as you begin to get older, you become...
Yes.
What do you mean?
You're right. That's right. That's what precipitated the change. The naiveness of the world started to disappear.
Yeah, because when you're young,
you can't have the rosy outlook about everything, you know?
I think it obviously, like, you know, sort of like everything, it happens at different ages for different people. But I think I was very naive up until a couple of years ago. I was extremely naive, and then it sort of hits you, and you sort of like, shit, the world really is crap.
Yeah, and you need good restrictions to keep it in control, you know?
Which yeah.
is removal of, like, what's that thing you said we should remove? Freedom of speech or something?
Freedom what? Freedom of speech?
Yeah, something about liberal rights to protest or something or other once you said on your blog. I don't know.
That might have been some blog post I wrote pages ago about people complaining about... I don't know. I write a lot of shit.
Thank you, PFK99's. Interesting question. Dear Brad and Shane...
See, he put my name first. Yes! Dear Brad and Shane, is someone going for 99 runecrafting and prayer? Yes, I'm an idiot. What do you suggest for free to player? I told you I'm an idiot. To reach that goal... Please note that I would be the cheapest, most profitable way for runecrafting, but I'm willing to buy bones. Keep up the good work, Brad. Blood. I think that's an incredibly insane goal. I remember one guy who I know who I heard of when I was still playing who got 99 prayer in free-to-play. And that took him ages, burying big bones. I don't know why you would... Unless you're a really determined person and you have a hell of a lot of time and commitment on your hands, I would not bother because it's crazy. The only real way you could possibly do it is to buy big bones.
That's right.
What's the highest rune you can craft in free-to-play?
Well, body, I think. I'm not sure. I'm not entirely sure. I think it's the body rune it's a body rune, I'm pretty sure.
That would cost you a lot in essence, or it would take you a long time to...
Yeah, and it's hard to get to. But you have two options for free-to-play. Well, maybe only one, but fire runes are common, but there's really no easy way to get back and forth to the bank, seeing as free-to-play can't have dueling rings or stuff like that. So the best way for free-to-play to runecraft is the World 16 Air Company. I think they're still around. I'm not entirely sure, though, but they used to be. Can you run a search quickly on the runecrafting forum, see if World 16 Air still pops up?
Because
that's the best way to do it. Because starting at around level 70-ish, I think, I forget the multiple of the runes, but let's see. So, let's see. Air rune. So, yeah, starting at level 66, you get 7 runes per essence. That's when you start breaking even with World 16 airs, or when you did. So, yeah, I'd probably World 16 airs. And, yes, body rune is... Body rune is the last rune that you can actually craft in free-to-play. So World 16 Airs is gone?
Don't see any post on the forums.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
I guess free-to-play players did really get screwed over in with runecrafting.
Yep.
Oh, wait. Yeah. And speaking of that, there's going to be a runecrafting guild coming later this month.
Wow.
Yeah. So, with a quest, so that should be interesting. But, so I'm going to just do a... So there's nothing about World 16...
Not that I can see. What do you not understand about that?
I don't know. I just can't understand things sometimes, because I'm trying to do multiple things at once, like drinking water and stuff, you know?
Oh, yeah, drinking water and thinking is difficult. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I did not
is.
Take that into account. Seriously, don't push me.
Oh, yeah, it does. It still exists. It
oh,
still
really?
Exists. Fast free cash / World Airs World 16.
Okay, good for them.
So, founded September 2005. So, it's still going around. I'll put a link to the notes in... link in the notes to their topic on the forums. Or top forum topic. Ugh. Next question, please, Brad.
The next question. Shane and Brad, what has been your favorite update for each year of playing RS? Thanks, Sir Cammy. Oh, does this mean we've got to go through and then this year? Oh. They all suck. I'll just say that.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, I'll start giving you a few of mine. Let's start with this year. This year, 2008, full screen mode. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
2007, the Grand Exchange. 2006, 2006. What happened in 2006? Let me look.
See, this is why this question is going to take like 2 hours.
Construction in 2006. There we go.
That was that long ago?
Yeah, construction was end of May 2006. 2005, without a question, farming. Yep, July 11th, 2005. Tell the people what's also significant about that day.
It's the day I was made a moderator.
Yay!
Woo!
So,
on RSBNB, not RuneScape.
I really doubt they'd make you a player mod.
You never know.
Anyways, I really can't say much from 2004 because that's still when I was getting started, so I won't say anything from 2004. What about you?
No, I don't. Can't remember any of notable updates from any years, so I will skip this question.
Okay. Thank you, Zerkami. On to tech news.
Okay,
two IP
time to
address.
Sleep.
No. Two IP addresses, 40 matches. Tough strides to cut RIAA drift net. Can't speak. One of the problems with the RIAA's lawsuit campaign is that it's heavily reliant on the assumption that tying an IP address to a person sitting at a PC at a particular time is a trivial matter. The reality is much messier, as a case involving 11 students at Tufts University of Massachusetts demonstrates. A vice president of the school has written to the federal judge pointing out the difficulty of tying 11 IP addresses correctly logged by Media Sentry to specific MAC addresses and users. You know, this is the thing. So, most cable users have static IP addresses for the most part, which means they don't change that often, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why they're able to say that this can be tied together. But if a school shares a network like this and it changes all the time and people are changing IP addresses, how is the RIAA supposed to tie a single offense to that IP address? That's the problem with their logic and what they're doing. So the question has to be asked, what happens in the event that these IP addresses can't be tied together? Do you sue all of them, which really isn't that fair? Or do you sue one of them? Or what do you do? What would you do?
No idea.
I don't know. Like, this is the problem with this whole thing. And if there is no, like, definite answer, it becomes a whole lot more messy. And I don't know. I'm just glad that I have a static IP address and I'm not available to get caught doing anything. Not that I do anything, you know?
Yeah, Shane does.
No.
Shane does.
Do you?
Yep.
What do you do?
I do lots of illegal things.
Such as?
Illegal stuff.
Okay.
I'm not at liberty to say what it is.
So, I don't know. Maybe the best way to go about this is everybody get dynamic IP addresses for anonymity and such. But then again, that causes problems. But I don't know. So, this is just something to take a read through and realize that the RIAA is always trying to win these fights, and we'll just have to wait and see what happens on this one. Next one is a bit of a Canadian story about why we need...
God.
No. It's about why we need net neutrality.
Okay, that's fine.
There's an ISP in Canada called Bell, mostly in the eastern lands where Warren lives, but... They're going to be starting usage-based billing, despite the fact that bandwidth costs for ISPs are dropping as fast as user traffic rates rise. Many ISPs still face congestion problems at the last mile, and Bell Canada is no exception. As internal data recently showed, not content was simply throttling P2P traffic for 10 hours a day. The company has just announced plans to impose usage-based billing on the small ISPs that buy wholesale access from Bell. In some cases, the free monthly limit will be as low as 2 gigabytes. No, that's not a typo. So basically, the way ISPs work is you have one big ISP, such as Bell, then other people are allowed to start up ISPs below them that buy their traffic from them. So this is who Bell will be throttling and giving bandwidth limitations of 2 gigabytes, whereas for if you want more than 2 gigabytes, you'd have to pay more. But 2 gigabytes. Brad, how long does it take you to download 2 gigabytes worth of data?
Not very long.
Exactly. So this would have been good in 1995, but really not that now. Not now. Because since I rebooted the computer yesterday, almost 2 days ago, I've downloaded 1.18 gigabytes. That would not last me for 2 days. So, anyways.
Very long.
Yeah, not very long. But the point here is that Bell is going to be throttling the people who it sells internet access to, like the wholesalers. So, in effect, if the wholesaler doesn't want to, they have no choice. And we all know how hard it would be to get started as a big ISP such as Bell or Shaw or something like that. So, something has to be done. Net neutrality has to come into play sometime soon.
It's,
I don't know when
it will
be.
It's sort of like a company in the UK called Virgin who they throttle if you download a certain amount in peak hours. It's not very high. It's not that low, but it's not very high. If you download, they throttle your internet for a certain time. And I've actually been throttled at other times when I've not downloaded anything at all. So sometimes you just get randomly throttled. And I'm not on a particularly fast download speed. I'm thinking I'm on like 2 megabytes. Down.
But you don't have usage restrictions, like you can't download X gigabytes a month?
No, I don't. I think there's like they have something they call like a fair usage, which means, you know, you don't download a stupid amount, but no, there's no real restriction. But okay. If you download, yeah, but like I'm saying, if you download, I think it's something like 10 gigabytes between 4 and 9. So if you download a lot of big files in that time period, they throttle you for the next 12 hours down to something like, it goes down to like 256 kilobytes down from 2 megs. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And are you on cable or DSL?
Cable.
Okay. See, that's also something else that should be noted is that bandwidth hogs on cable are actually more of an issue than they are on DSL. Because on DSL, each person basically has their own line directly to the central office, which means that other people in the node aren't going to suffer if you're downloading lots, whereas on cable they will. But still, it's who's using up the ISP's bandwidth in the end, so yeah, too bad. Next one, or that's it for tech news. On to rants. First one for Brad?
No, you have the first one, I'm having the second one.
Okay. To start my rant, item mining, a huge disgrace. The begging from this update has gotten out of hand. It's amazing how bad it is. The other day I was at the GE wielding a Sarasword for a Waterfian task. About 7 or so noobs were swamping me asking if they could borrow it. I home-parted to recharge prayer. Another 3 to 4 noobs started following me for it. My opinion is that you must be added to a person's friend list for at least 2 days to borrow their items. This would single-handedly kill 99% of the begging created. I'll explain. First, the spammers at the GE asking for God Swords, Bandos, Armadil Armor, Sarah Swords, etc. These guys and gals would have to be your friend for a few days to get the items so they won't mass spam it anymore. And at worst, they'll beg to be your friend. Next, the followers. The noobs follow you for begging for item loans. They could no longer have any instant chance at receiving 50-plus items, so there's no point to beg. The last annoying group created, the loners. They spam the GE with loaning 10 to 120k an hour, just because they need instant money without working. It's become annoying as the spammers. I understand some profit off this, but really, it isn't much. You know, there is a good point in this, that there is tons of people that will beg you for an item if you're carrying it. For instance, I borrowed a Theridomen Godsword from Talarmon last week to go do some water fans, and in the time I was setting up, I had about 3 people ask to borrow it, so there you go. But I do have to agree, this is a problem, and the friends list is a good idea. What do you think?
Yeah, I do agree with that. I don't think it would stop people asking, though, necessarily. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
You know, people would still probably be, add me to your friends list so I can borrow your god sword,
yeah,
or something like that.
But they wouldn't swap
it. It's a good idea, yeah.
But, you know, that's loan something now, you have to do it through the trade interface. So really, if you don't want all this hassle, you can just set that trade to friends only, and there you go. It'll only accept trade requests from people on your friends list. You know?
I was thinking as well, something in this update, Brant, I mean, made me think about something people have been asking for a long time as well, which is to have follow set so, you know, you can set follow to friends only.
That would people be so great.
That would, wouldn't it? But it would also... I don't know, but that just made me think of that.
Yeah.
The next rant made me... I like the next rant, but it was really long. It was over several posts, so I put it in, but I had to paraphrase it. So if
okay.
it doesn't sound quite right, it's because I've had to cut it down anyway. It's still really long. I'll read it. As to full extent of putting this rant down, I'm just going to say and get it off my chest, being ignorant, acting like it is easy, no effort is needed to do so. We all like to do it as we wish, and most of the times you hate people mocking you. It's true, it's the common thing of human nature. Anyway, I'm not a rude person. I don't like accusing, but sometimes you feel being used and not heard. Jagex, why have you never taken a fix? Instead, you choose to cover up. Some of the examples are PvP, covered up by summoning, new graphics to shut up GE price rants. I mean, were the players giving you the opportunity to keep this company going, moving on as on, since money makes the world go around? But why you never listen to us? With all due respect, I think you're pushing it. Yes, I know you had to do these measures because of RWT was tearing you apart. I agree, it had to be dealt with, but the way you dealt with it was not very reasonable. I've read many threads on suggestions forums suggesting how to make a good PvP and keeping RWT out, and I thought about the many, many hours prior to making this thread to make sure they were RWT-proof. Most of them were even better than Bounty Hunter in both perspectives, the security and the fun. So why do you not even post on those threads to at least make the person feel good about themselves, okay? Why not even consider the idea? So to close this up fast, what happened to the state of play articles? Greed kills, Jagex. Listen to your sheep. And we might actually have something better to offer than you have in mind, but you're just too ignorant to accept the fact that some 15-year-old has a better idea than a mighty employed personnel. I'm really beginning to lose my respect for you. I was cheering for you for 7 years and all the bumpy rides you made without the soft cushion. I still cheered. Why do you keep throwing tacks under our seats? I'm losing my cheer and my so dear respect for you as a company that began in Andrew's home with his other two brothers. As to my conclusion, take away the big hype of RWT. You already did a lot of unreversible damage. Why damage it further? Change the prices on GE, the side of range. Notify us with the state of play. Be more helpful on forums other than locking threads that do not obey rules and make a good, reasonable player versus player. Please, all I have to say is you can win us back. Too sad you're too ignorant. End. Last but not least, to explain myself, why I chose this title is you can create accounts with age 12 and under, but you won't see any chat in the game. But you can sure subscribe for membership. Is that true?
Yeah, it is. It is. If your age is under 13, you don't see the chat. You just get quick chat.
Wow. That's Jagex all over, isn't it? You know, Will,
yep.
Originally you had to be over 13, but now you can be under 13. You can still give us your money. You can't see any chat. That's terrible.
What were some of his ideas for PvP, or did he post them?
He didn't post them, but it's just general rant about how Jagex are acting, which I think is very valid.
My
very
PvP
valid,
ideas
true.
Involve time runes.
Oh, for the love of God.
Time runes. This week, Bert would have been a perfect week to introduce time runes.
Can you stop going on about
I got
time
like
runes.
three quests and other things that could be done if we had time runes, you know?
Yeah, well.
I got lots of stuff. I should write a patent for time runes and publish it.
No, you shouldn't.
So if Jagex ever comes out with them, I can, like, sue them.
Well, yeah, right. Jagex will never implement time runes.
Why?
Because they won't. It's a stupid idea.
It's not.
Let's just move on
it's
to other
not.
Things.
Team B&B is still taking applications. Basically, what Team B&B is it's like a group of non-RS gaming people. We have weekly gaming events and whatnot. You can host your own events, get these people to come. First event is this weekend. We'll probably be adding another batch before that, so send your applications in. Thank you.
And it isn't like there's a selection process. It's just like these people want to join. Okay.
There is a selection process, actually.
Oh, why? So if there's somebody you don't like, they don't get in?
No. We let people in based on their their post count and forum activity. So that's basically, if you can sign up in skill of the month, you'll be able to join Team BNB. That's how that works.
That's so, it, basically.
Yeah. Skill of the month update. Speaking of skill of the month, this month we have cooking. 13 million XP gathered so far, and the graphs are looking rather plain. It's saddening. We're a week in, and people have already quit. Oh my god, Total Plox is winning by 7 million XP. Oh my. And then the next most person is 1.5 mil, then 618k. Oh god.
Wow.
Oh my god, people. Like, this is going to be a boring month, you know? Wow. Interesting. Total Plox has been averaging 1.4 million XP a day.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I think he's going for like 30 million cooking XP or something, but he's probably past that. And I'm not sure what he's going for anymore. Thank
well,
you.
Well, it was bound to be a big month, wasn't it?
Yeah. Next thing, Sig of the Week is hiring. Think you're a good judge of graphic talent? Have you made your fair share of signatures? Have you entered Sig of the Week before? Maybe it's time
Do
to
you have eyes? We'll accept you.
Maybe it's time to take a step behind your favorite competition and apply to be a Sig of the Week judge.
Sig of the Week isn't my favorite competition.
Okay, then you shouldn't apply to be a judge.
Well then, so it has to be your favorite competition to apply?
Well, maybe. Well, yeah, that would be ideal, you know? Show you're going to have that
no
much
way
dedication.
Sig of the Week can compete against the Olympics, I'm sorry.
When are the Olympics starting?
Tomorrow is the opening ceremony.
Oh, really? I really don't think anybody should be watching it because it's in Beijing.
Oh, blah, blah, blah.
I still don't see how Beijing managed to get the Olympics, you know?
Well, it's because,
They're a communist country with poor human rights, bad air quality,
yeah,
you know?
It's because China made a lot of promises, and then, they got the Olympic Games, they're like,
broken.
Yeah, we're not going to do that. We're just going to, say
yeah, that's
we
just
were,
like
you know,
JAGEX.
And it's pretty like all politicians, around election time, like we're going to lower taxes and we're going to increase, we're going to increase and all these things. And then as soon as they get into power, it's like, nah, we were just saying that. We didn't mean it.
Stephen Harper kept his word.
Stephen Harper's a dick.
About his tax cuts and GST cuts and everything.
Did you vote for him?
Yes,
did
I did.
Did you vote for him? Shame
yes.
on you.
Oh, yes. So Olympics. 4 years of RSBNB on August 6th, yesterday. RSBNB's official birthday. So, you can read this post that we made. It's got a bit about how RSBNB started, what we're about, what we've done over the past 4 years, and what we plan on doing in the next year or so. I'll have a link to this in the forum topic. You can also see some of our uber-ownage site designs and signature designs from back then. Wink. Did you like that site design?
Yes, it was very good.
Yay! Because I made it
sarcastic.
Oh, too bad.
Better than I could have done, though, which says a lot.
Oh. Okay. So, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens in this next year, but it's going to be a good year, I can say that.
It's going to be a good year.
What have we been doing? What have you been doing, Brad? Lee? Lett,
trying to beat
Bradlett.
Call of Duty 4 on Veteran. I'm really sucky at FPS games. I'm currently stuck in a level. I'll say it's shame on what I'm talking about because he's not good enough to do single player. But But there's a level on Call of Duty called The Hunted. And I've got through to the end of it, but then I died and I got really pissed. And I restarted
like
my
that,
console.
Like that
and,
German kid?
And no, not like that. But basically, I was really close to the end of the level, and I was really annoyed. Turned my console off, came back later, and because Call of Duty is stupid, it doesn't... Well, at least I've not been able to... Even though I've saved it, I can't start in the middle of levels. I was at the beginning. I went back, and there's this thing I get stuck on, right, where you're outside this house, and there's enemies closing in around you, and this one guy opens the door into the basement of this house, and you're supposed to go in, but he blocks me every time I try and run in. Right, he's like slow moving. I try and get into the bloody basement, and I end up dying.
Shoot him.
I died about 4 or 5 times in a row at that, and I got really pissed off.
Why don't you just kill him?
Because he's on your own side, and you get... Oh. It's stupid, because I just keep, you know, getting stuck at various points in the level, getting past them, and getting to the end, and getting stuck, and then having to go back and getting stuck at them again.
That's why I don't play single player, because you don't get anything worthwhile from it at the end.
Yeah, you do. You get achievements.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, it is.
That's why I don't play it. But so when can you get gold so we can like play together or something?
Whenever.
Aw. Okay, anything else you want to share?
Nope, that's it.
Okay. For me, I've been working on RuneWire, compiling servers, doing some fire making and some farming on RuneScape. Yeah, that's about it. Fire making, farming, and compiling server stuff. Working on RuneWire. I don't know anything else?
Nope, that's it.
Okay, I think we're done then for RSBNB Update 164. We will see you guys next week.
Goodbye, everybody.